Don't miss a minute of Ruined It's for Breakfast on our podcast, thanks to Distinctive Homes, the striking premium display home in Lightsview. DistinctiveHomes.com.au. 104.7 Triple M.
7:47 here on Triple M.
Ruined It's for Breakfast. Distinctive Homes. Perfect for your lifestyle. Our house, your home.
Tess! Who's kicked it off the ground for a goal?
Because that's where the Rangers gonna be.
Please welcome from the Adelaide Crows, Tex Walker.
Oh, fresh and relaxed from a weekend at Bernie's, apparently. He's been over in Melbourne staying with the Vinces for the grand final. Good morning, Tex.
I wouldn't say fresh, but I'd say relaxed now that I'm back here and I'm not having to have a beer at 9 o'clock with the Vinces.
Yeah. Did you get a leave pass? Did you text for a few days?
Oh, we had a couple of days to ourselves, which was good fun.
Gee, that'll dry up once you have a baby.
Yeah, she said that. She said, enjoy this while you can. It won't be happening for too much longer.
Just go bananas now while you got the chance, big fella.
Yeah.
No, we had good fun. We had we drove the Great Ocean Road, obviously.
And oh, nice. Beautiful.
Yeah, on Monday and Tuesday. You probably need more than 2 days.
What'd you do at 120?
Oh, jeez. Sitting on 40 k's now going around bends wasn't an ideal day, but it was good little look. And on Friday, we went to the TLA lunch, and then we went to the grand final on Saturday.
So when you went on the Great Ocean Road, did you call in and see danger at Moggs Creek?
We actually drove through Moggs Creek and took a couple of photos of the houses and asked whether they were dangerous, but he said his is cost a lot more to build, so we didn't actually get to see the big fella. He was too busy dressing up as one of some bloke.
Yeah, interesting. I've got a little update on that. You know how he wore the firefighter for Kane Corns.
Yeah, and the Port Guernsey. Yeah.
And the Port Guernsey. And then Kane fired back and said, oh, you forgot the premiership medallion.
Yeah, yeah.
A little bit of mail that the premiership medallion might have been worn to the gym. A family member of his wears.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Hang on, you're a bit cryptic.
Maybe
there.
The wife.
What do you mean?
Well, I've just been told by someone who goes to the same gym.
As who?
Kane's wife.
Right.
What wore the premiership medal to the gym?
Yes.
To shove it up danger.
I think so, yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so, a little bit of cryptic stuff there, but anyway, what'd you think of the granny, big fella?
Well, put it this way, it made me feel a little bit better, Roo, to be honest. We didn't get beat by 15 goals, but for GWS, it's probably obviously a bit disappointing, and Richmond are just unbelievable. The way they structure up and play to the system, and you bring in a debutant who doesn't just come in and play, he performs really well. Outstanding for the Richmond Footy Club, and all kudos to them. They've worked so hard, and they just keep producing on the big stage. So,
how raw is it for you? Just so 2 years ago, when you go to the MCG on that day, what goes through your mind?
Well, you do a couple of, as you know, you do a couple of appearances on the Saturday morning, and all I was thinking was, this wasn't me 2 years ago. I'd rather be in the rooms and preparing for a grand final. So you do get a bit envy of the other teams, but we had our chance and we weren't successful. So we just got to work on it. And clearly there's a few list changes going on at the footy club, and we just got to try and get back there as soon as we can.
I'll get to that in just a moment. Glad you raised that. Hey, quite seriously, is it? Do you think it's a good thing to go to the grand final in your position, and should every other player go to the grand final so that you stand there and you watch the teams run out, go through their banners, and then at the end of it, the victory, to sort of think, like as a motivational thing, to sort of think, you know, this is what we aspire to, or is it better to get right away from it and just not think about it?
I think it can depend on your age. Early on when I first was on the list, I was like, yeah, I need to go to see what it's about, and so that if we were to get there at some stage that it wasn't a big shock to us. But now I just sort of get a little bit angry. I didn't stay for the presentations just because it made me a little bit jealous. But, I suppose it's up to the individual to make that decision.
It's a good question, Diz, because you can't help but feel like you want to be out there on the day. The atmosphere, the build-up, the setting, the singing, the, you know, just the adrenaline rush. Like if you're an athlete and you're and you're, you know, dreaming to win the premiership, it's the place to be.
But the fact that you just said, Tex, you didn't want to watch the presentation, that tells me it does provide that hunger, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It means I want to be there. I don't want to watch someone else do this. I'd rather be there. That's the response you want. Now, you mentioned about players that have left. Jenkins, Betts, Ellis Yolman, Jacobs, we already know about them. Then this morning I'm reading about Hugh Greenwood, possible Gold Coast, Matt Crouch, Brad Crouch. Should fans read into this text that there's an issue, or is this all quite necessary, do you think?
Well, clearly the club have come out and said that we're going to rejuvenate the list a little bit and change the list and go a little bit younger. So, yes, some of those guys have said their intentions to leave the footy club, but some of the guys that you just mentioned are still, there's speculation, which is this time of year, I suppose, that people report that guys want to leave and guys want to do this, but until the player actually comes out and says it, then I wouldn't believe it.
But you wouldn't want to lose the Crouch brothers, surely?
No, I don't want to lose any players. I like to keep the list as it is, but unfortunately, the rules say that you have to change the list by 6 players each year.
How's the wife's belly going? Getting bigger?
Well, that's another story, Roo. She was a bit crook over in Melbourne, and I had to come home a little bit early Saturday night to attend to her, and she had the runs both ends. And
no! We don't need to know. Poor Ellie. Sorry. We don't need to know that.
She's not very happy. She's about to chase me around the room. She's just looking at me with a real dirty
look. Poor Ellie. Come on, mate.
Well, then I had to jump in the car and drive back on Sunday from Melbourne. So I was, after we thought Bernie might have got a new TV from the September Club.
Well, what did he do?
Well, I said to him that TV on the wall looks like a good one. It'd look good in the lounge room. Bernie thought he'd pick it up off the wall.
Oh, no. What happened to Bern? Did he have a big one?
Let's not tell stories here.
We all know what happens when the your best mates get together, don't they?
Yeah. And I heard you were watching the game from behind the glass as well with Anthony Lehman.
I was watching the glass with Lemo and Sal from TLA, Cam Ruffhead from TLA, and I got to have a beer with one of my favourites, Josh Kennedy.
All right. Well, sounds like you had a good weekend, and good luck to Ellie getting over a little health issue, and we'll catch up with you next week.
She's all right, aren't you? Are you good?
Now, listen, we've actually just had a text message come in somehow from Ellie saying that you didn't come home early to look after her. So tell the truth, please, Tex.
Who are you texting, Ellie? Have a look at a big smirk on her face.
Have you got a dad joke to leave us with?
Yeah, I do. You just got to hold one sec. I just got to get it for you. These two campers were walking through the woods, when a huge brown bear suddenly appeared in the clearing about 50 feet in front of them. The bear sees the campers and begins to head towards, and the first guy dropped his backpack, digs out a pair of sneakers, and frantically began to put them on. The second guy says, "Mate, what are you doing? Sneakers won't help you outrun the bear." He said, "I don't need to outrun the bear, mate. I just need to outrun you."
Good one.
Hey, Tex, during my week off, I went to a fancy dress party, and I went dressed as a tennis ball.
Right.
And I went up to the bar, and I was first served. Sorry.
All right. Let's go. Let's get out of here.
All right. Thanks, Tex. Good on you, mate.
See you, boys.
See you, Texan.
Ruined It's here on Triple M, not far away from the $5,000 Ruba. Be listening out for that in just a moment. Ruined It's on Triple M.
Don't miss a minute of Ruined It's for breakfast on our podcast, thanks to Distinctive Homes, the striking premium display home in Lightsview. DistinctiveHomes.com.au. 104.7 Triple M.